It was been a bit of a strange start of the year for me because I got an invite off Robbie Williams, right, go out to his house. Oh, hey, oh, hi. You can still smell him on me, love. Come here. He phoned me up out of blue. He said, Luke, do you want to do a week at my place in Beverly Hills? He got the word ills out, the phone were down, my fucking case were packed. Pair of socks, 200 johnnies, hour gone. Fucking tell you. They couldn't get that little tray down, not playing, he had a big fucking stalk on. Sorry, love! I'm doing a week with Williams in Beverly Hills, now I can do about this. It were a big deal for me going over there, because where I'm from in Bolton, I think the technical term's shit all. So I'm out there and it's all good and we're having a laugh, and the second night, he takes me out to this bar, right? Now in this bar, we're Bono from U2. So, oh, hi, hey, hey, oh, it gets better. It gets better, son. I go, hey, I'm a little bit starstruck, Bono, U2. He come right over to me and went, Paddy, pleased to meet you. I'm a really big fan. I was shaking like a shitting dog. Fucking like that. No word of a lie, I went, the pleasure's all mine, Bongo. Fucking Bongo. He looked at me like I've just took a shit in his mouth. You weren't best pleased. And the women over there, I tell you now, British women, you lot are the best in the world. Oh, I'm telling you, girls, you are the best. The girls over there, right, they've no sense of humour. They're fucking solid. We were playing football every night and I pulled a muscle in my back. So he says, do you want a massage? I said, no, I'm all right. He said, I have my own masseur. I said, no, I'm fine. He went, she's very good. I said, she? I were on that bed in a fucking shot. And I'm lay there, and she's giving me a bit of a rub down, and she says, turn over, face up. So I'm lay like that, and she starts massaging down my right arm. Fucking shooting up there, that fucking one. That's what I'm saying. She starts massaging down my right arm. She says, your right arm's a little bit stiff. I said, it will be, love. I've not had a girlfriend for a month. Nothing. She went, hey, well, I guess you're playing a lot more racket sports now then. No love wanking, but it were lost on you. Yeah, fucking. And while things are going well at the moment, I've just got myself my first ever house. I've never owned my own property. Hey. Thanks, love. Thanks for that, yeah. Thanks, sister. And because it's my own place, I'm really house proud, right? I hoover up about 6 or 7 times a day, right? What's so funny about that? I'm a fucking modern man, love. I even do that thing when I'm hoovering up. I used to watch my mum do this when I was a kid. You'll be hoovering something up like that. It won't come up, so you bend over, pick it up, look at it, put it back down, carry on fucking it. Fucking hell's that? Get off, you little bastard, come here. The fuck is it? Fucking marble. I've been in the house a week. I had my family over, right? Now, my cousin, I can't stand the little bastard. He's one of them kids, dead thin body, massive head. Odd looking fucker. He says, can I use the toilet? Now, he's a type of kid, don't send him upstairs. He'll be fucking rooting through everything, all your drawers and that. I said, yeah, you can use the toilet, the downstairs one. Thinking a wee. It smelt like a fucking docker had been in there. There were crap all down the pan. We had to open every window in the downstairs of the house. And I've since found out off his mum, he does it at everyone's house. He's a serial shitter. She said, it's really embarrassing. I said, what's embarrassing is a week later I have my mates round and the house still stinks of shit love. Anyhow, he's under the patio now, so swings and roundabouts. Also, when you're touring, you're watching the news and reading the papers and seeing what's going on in the world, and there's been a lot of people not happy. They've got this new James Bond now, right? And have we any James Bond fans in? Just them or everyone else? No, we can't fucking stand him. What have you brought his name up for? Coming round here with his fancy laser watches. Packing his ass in wherever he wants, he can fuck off. The new James Bond, right? Now, he's got ginger hair. You can't have a ginger James Bond. Beautiful girl, coming out of the ocean, exotic location, where's Bond? Under a palm tree, factor 38. Ah! Fire, I'm melting, I'm burning up! Fuck her, she can die! Fucking prickly, it's a bastard! None of that strawberry blonde bollocks either. And you shouldn't really judge a book by its cover, like this next man. Now, I love Freddie. Oh, I love him. Oh, aye. Yeah. But I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall in the room when he got the band together and said, guys, I've something to tell you. I'm gay. No shit, Freddie, really? We'd have never guessed. Hang on, let's have a look here. Not king, fucking queen. That and the fact that you sat on Darth Vader's shoulders, bit of a giveaway.